I ask you now to give your careful and your prayerful attention to our brother, Elder Jim Yates.
I'm going to do quite a bit of reading today, and I want to start in Nephi's vision on page 34. Verse Nephi 3, 148 to 149, 152 to 155, and 156. Page 34. And it came to pass, I beheld the Spirit of God that wrought upon the Gentiles, that went forth out of captivity upon the many waters. And it came to pass that I beheld many multitudes of Gentiles upon the land of promise. I'm going to remember this land of promise. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, beheld the Gentiles who had gone forth out of captivity, did humble themselves before the Lord. And the power of the Lord was with them. And I, Nephi, beheld the Gentiles, this one verse, 155. And I, Nephi, beheld the Gentiles had gone out of captivity, were delivered by the power of God out of the hands of all other nations. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, did beheld that they did prosper in the land. I'd like to go now to Ether, page 175. Well, I mean, excuse me, 717. Page 717. And start with the 29th verse, first chapter of Ether. And the Lord would not suffer that they should stop beyond the sea in the wilderness, but he would that they should come forth even unto a land of promise, which was a choice above all other lands, which the Lord had preserved for a righteous people. And he swore in his wrath unto the brother of Jared, that whosoever should possess this land of promise, from that time henceforth and forever, should serve him, the true and only God, or they would be swept off when the fullness of his wrath would come upon them. And now we can behold the decrees of God concerning this land, that it is a land of promise, and whatsoever nation shall possess it shall serve God, or they shall be swept off when the fullness of his wrath shall come upon them. And the fullness of his wrath cometh upon them when they have ripened in iniquity. For behold, this is the land which is choice above all other lands. Wherefore he that doth possess it shall serve God, or shall be swept off. For it is the everlasting decree of God. And it is not until the fullness of the iniquity among the children of the land that they are swept off. And this cometh unto you, O ye Gentiles, that ye may know the decrees of God, that ye may repent and not continue in your iniquities until the fullness comes, that ye may not bring down the fullness of the wrath of God upon you, as the inhabitants of the land hitherto done. Behold, this is a choice land, and whatsoever nation shall possess it shall be free from bondage and from captivity and from all other nations under heaven, if they will but serve the God of the land, who is Jesus Christ, who has been manifested by the things which we have written. A very serious promise by God. It came true for the Jaredites, for the Nephites, and it'll come to pass for the people of this nation today if we don't change our ways. I'd like to go back to 1 Nephi, page 35. Page 35. I'm going to start with 157 to 162 and 164. And I beheld a book, and it was carried forth among them. And the angel said unto me, Knowest thou the meaning of the book? And I said unto him, I know not. And he said, Behold, it proceedeth out of the mouth of the Jew. And I, Nephi, beheld it. And he said unto me, The book which thou beholdest is the record of the Jews. It contains the covenants of the Lord which he hath made unto the house of Israel. And it also contains many things, prophecies of the Holy Spirits. Wherefore, they are of great worth to the Gentiles. We might want to know who are these Gentiles that he's speaking of. They were the people that came to this land that we call pilgrims. And we might want to know also what were they doing in this land of promise. They came here to get away from the Church of England so that they might worship the gospel that they found in that book that Nephi saw in his vision. That book was the King James Version, came out in 1611. They didn't come here till 1620. So that was a book they brought with them. They had the King James Version with them when they came. That was a book that Nephi saw. Because of their beliefs and understanding and the teachings in that book, they became a God-fearing people. They came here to be able to worship as they saw fit. And eventually it became a God-fearing nation. And over the years, it became the most powerful nation on earth. Because of their beliefs in the promise of God to protect them and to keep them safe as long as they served the God of the land. 33rd chapter of Psalm, the 12th verse says, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The people that studied that book that they brought with them came to an understanding. Now, they didn't have the Book of Mormon that pointed it out as plain and as true as what we just read in Ether. But they understood from the teachings of the book that they had to follow and serve God. And it's interesting that when they came to the point in time in this nation that they became a state, each one of them, the wording in their preambles to their constitution of the state, I'd like to read them to you in alphabetical order. Alabama, 1901. We, the people of the state of Alabama, invoking the favor and the guidance of Almighty God, do ordain and establish the following constitution. Alaska. Alaska, 1956. We, the people of Alaska, grateful to God and to those who founded our nation and pioneered this great land. Arizona, 1911. We, the people of the state of Arizona, grateful to the Almighty God for our liberties, do ordain this constitution. Alaska, Arkansas, excuse me, 1874. We, the people of the state of Arkansas, grateful to the Almighty God for the privilege of choosing our own form of government. California, 1879. We, the people of the state of California, grateful to the Almighty God for our freedom. Colorado, 1876. We, the people of Colorado, with profound reverence for the supreme ruler of the universe. Connecticut, 1818. The people of Connecticut acknowledge with gratitude the good providence of God in permitting them to enjoy. Delaware, 1897. Through divine goodness, all men have by nature the rights of worshiping and serving their Creator according to the dictate of their consciences. Florida, 1885. We, the people of the state of Florida, grateful to the Almighty God for a constitutional liberty, establish this constitution. Georgia, 1777, going way back. We, the people of Georgia, relying upon the protection and the guidance of Almighty God, do ordain and establish this constitution. Hawaii, 1959. We, the people of Hawaii, grateful for divine guidance, establish this constitution. Illinois, 1870. We, the people of the state of Illinois, grateful to the Almighty God for civil, political, and religious liberty, which He has so long permitted us to enjoy, and looking to Him for the blessing of our endeavors. Iowa, 1857. We, the people of the state of Iowa, grateful to the Supreme Being for the blessings hitherto enjoyed and our feeling of our dependence on Him for the constitution of these, of these blessings, establishing this constitution. Kansas, 1859. We, the people of Kansas, gratefully to the Almighty God for our civil and religious privileges, establish this constitution. Kentucky, 1891. We, the people of the Commonwealth, are grateful to the Almighty God for the civil and political and religious liberties. Louisiana, 1921. We, the people of the state of Louisiana, grateful to the Almighty God for the civil, political, and religious liberties that we enjoy. Maine, 1820. We, the people of Maine, acknowledge with grateful hearts the goodness of the sovereign ruler of the universe in affording us an opportunity and imploring his aid and direction. Maryland, 1776. We, the people of the state of Maryland, grateful to the Almighty God for our civil and religious liberty. Massachusetts, 1780. We, the people of Massachusetts, acknowledging with grateful hearts and the goodness of the great legislator of the universe in the course of his providence and opportunity, and devoutly imploring his direction. Michigan, 1908. We, the people of the state of Michigan, grateful to the Almighty God for the blessings of freedom established in this Constitution. Minnesota, 1857. We, the people of the state of Minnesota, grateful to God for our civil and religious liberties and desiring to perpetrate its blessings. Mississippi, 1890. We, the people of Mississippi, in convention assembled, grateful to the Almighty God and invoking His blessings on our work. Missouri, 1845. We, the people of Missouri, with profound reverence for the supreme ruler of the universe, and grateful for his goodness, established this constitution. Montana, 1889. We, the people of Montana, grateful to the Almighty God for the blessings and liberties established in this constitution. Nebraska, 1875. We, the people, grateful to the Almighty God for our freedom, established this constitution. Nevada, 1864. We, the people of the state of Nevada, grateful to the Almighty God for our freedom, established this constitution. New Hampshire, 1792. Part 1, Article 1, Section 5. Every individual has a natural, inalienable right to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience. New Jersey, 1844. We, the people of the state of New Jersey, grateful to the Almighty God for their civil and religious liberties which he has so long permitted us to enjoy, and looking to him for our blessings and our endeavors. New Mexico, 1911. The people of New Mexico, grateful to the Almighty God for the blessings of liberty. New York, 1846. We, the people of the state of New York, grateful to the Almighty God for our freedom in order to secure its blessings. North Carolina, 1868. We, the people of North Carolina, grateful to the Almighty God, the sovereign ruler of the nations, for our civil, political, and religious liberties, and acknowledging our dependence upon Him for the continuance of those things. North Dakota, 1889. We, the people of North Dakota, grateful to the Almighty God for the blessings of civil and religious liberty, do ordain. Ohio, 1852. We, the people of Ohio, grateful to the Almighty God for our freedom to secure its blessings and to promote our common welfare. Oklahoma, 1907. Invoking the guidance of Almighty God in order to secure and perpetuate the blessings of liberty, established this Constitution. Oregon, 1857. Bill of Rights, Article 1, Section 2. All men shall be secure in the natural right to worship the Almighty God according to the dictate of his conscience. Pennsylvania, 1776. We, the people of Pennsylvania, grateful to the Almighty God for the blessings of civil and religious liberty, humbly invoke his guidance. Rhode Island, 1842. We, the people of the state of Rhode Island, grateful to the Almighty God for the civil and religious liberty which he hath so long permitted us to enjoy, and looking to him for a blessing. South Carolina, 1778. We, the people of the state of South Carolina, grateful to God for our liberties, do ordain and establish this Constitution. South Dakota, 1889. We, the people of South Dakota, grateful to the Almighty God for our civil and religious liberties. Tennessee, 1796, Article 13, that all men have natural right to worship the Almighty God according to the dictates of their consciences. Texas, 1845. We, the people of the Republic of Texas, acknowledging with the gratitude and grace and the beneficials of God. Utah, 1896. Grateful to the Almighty God for the liberty and life we established this Constitution. Vermont, 1777. Whereas all government ought to enable the individuals so they can compose to enjoy their natural rights and other blessings with the author of existence, establish this Constitution. Virginia, 1776. Bill of Rights. Number 17, religion, or the duty which we owe our Creator can be directed only by the reason that it is a mutual duty of all to practice Christian forbearance, love, and charity towards one another. Washington, 1889. We, the people of the state of Washington, grateful to the supreme ruler of the universe for our liberties, do ordain this Constitution. West Virginia, 1872. Since through divine providence we enjoy the blessings of civil, political, and religious liberty, we, the people of West Virginia, reaffirm our faith in the constant reliance upon God. Wisconsin, 1848. We, the people of Wisconsin, grateful to the Almighty God for our freedom, domestic tranquility. Wyoming, 1890. We, the people of the state of Wyoming, grateful to our God for our political, our civil, and religious liberties, establish this Constitution. We see no place in this reading that it tells us we must worship God. But they did. And they showed it in their constitutions as they wrote their constitutions for their preambles of each and every state. William Penn wrote, "Those people who will not be governed by God will be governed by tyrants." How true. These establishing these constitutions of the different states goes right along with what we read in Ether, where we see that each of the 50 states were grateful for God, what he had done for the nation, and has put their trust in him. We find that even on our money is stamped, "In God we trust." Now I have no idea at what time in our history of our nation that went on our money. I've got a silver dollar here. You can't see it from there, but on this backside it's got the eagles with his wings up like that. And right between that it says, "In God we trust." It's dated 1889, over 100 years ago. In contrast, there's a modern dollar. And you can turn each side, and you're not going to find "In God we trust." If you've got real good eyes and the light's right and you got a magnifying glass, you can turn it and see it on the edge. Things begin to change in this nation in the 60s and 70s. We begin to hear that God is dead. And prayer was taken out of our schools. And that same line of thinking wants to take that "In God we trust" off of our coins completely. Maybe that's the beginning. We have no-fault divorce. We're told that alternative lifestyle's okay. We see the rise in the sin that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. We find it in high places of government. We find it in the teachers in our schools. in the entertainment community, and even in some of the big churches of the day. It's found in every walk of life. It's not too surprising in light that we have added to and taken away so many of the scriptures that we need in the new Bibles. A few years ago, I cut a piece out of the paper. It really surprised me when I saw it, and I'm going to read it to you today, talking about some of these big churches and what goes on there. It says gays can be rabbis. The Organization of Reform Rabbis broke with 4,000 years of Jewish tradition and endorsed homosexual rabbis as qualified leaders of the congregations in the United States and Canada. The Central Conference of the American Rabbis, meeting for its 101st annual convention, overwhelmingly approved the resolution urging that all rabbis, regardless of their sexual orientation, be accorded the opportunity to fill the sacred vocation in which they have chosen. And it goes on to say, it's an exciting day, says Rabbi Denise Eager. I never knew they had women rabbis. You know, one of the very important words left out of the new Bibles is doctrine. The dictionary tells us doctrine is something taught as a principles of religion, a dogma. And you look up dogma, Webster also tells us that dogma refers to a belief or opinion that is handed down by authority, something that's unchangeable. Jesus taught an unchangeable doctrine. So in order to teach half-truths or no truth at all, they've gone to condone the way of the world today. They leave out the word doctrine, along with many other very pertinent scriptures. The teaching of many churches today have gone far, far astray of the old time gospel. Now, I wonder what the preamble to the state constitution would read like today after all the trash we've heard in the past 50 or 60 years. If Puerto Rico decided it wanted to become a state, would it be similar to the other 50 that I just read? Or would it go along with the modern thinking of the day and not even mention God? for those of us who believe that we live on a promised land and in a blessed nation, I'd like to leave you with two words. They're Latin. Dictat Deus. Translation, God enriches. It's the motto of the state of Arizona. And he will as long as we serve him. And I pray that God continues to bless not only us that truly believe and endeavor to follow after him and his teachings, but the nation that we live in. There's so many different ways of thinking out there today. It takes you far away from that book that Nephi saw and the gospel that it teaches. Thank you.